we've got to get into two types of football. Deshaun Watson did them both. But we start things off with the preseason schedule. We know who the Texans are going to play this August. They're going to be at Kansas City. They'll be home against the Niners. Then they'll go out to LA and take on the Rams and finish up on that fourth preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys. Don't know the dates, times yet, but we do know that's who we're going to play. And I think the common thread there throughout, with the fourth game excluded, you're going to see great quarterbacks. I don't think we're going to see Dak Prescott there in that fourth game, but you see some really good young quarterbacks in August.
Yeah, no doubt. Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jared Goff. Those are, I would think, along with Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, the faces of the league going forward. I'm excited about seeing Jimmy Garoppolo again. I know that sounds weird, but in a preseason game, it'll be exciting to see him back here. His second straight year he's played a preseason game back here in NRG Stadium.
No doubt, but it's way off. So what's in the immediate future? Well, Monday, in just a day or two, Texans start off-season conditioning. That means all the players can get together here in the building at NRG Stadium, start lifting weights, running, doing drills with new strength and conditioning coach Luke Richeson and his whole staff.
I think a lot of people would look at that and say, wait a second, what have they been doing for the last 3 or 4 months? Well, the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, says the players can't be here unless they're rehabbing. So players have been at their facility in their hometown or somewhere else in Houston such that they're staying in shape. And now they can see what kind of shape the entire team is. But it really is kind of a reunion. All the guys getting back together. And, of course, you've got at least 8 free agents that are now working their way into the group. Tyrann Mathieu, Johnson Badamosi, Aaron Colvin. All those guys are now being incorporated into the mix. So it's an opportunity to get a feel for what the 2018 team will start to look like.